Your respect and your experience speaks for itself, but speaking of things that you perhaps in hindsight you might not have bitten off, was Hawthorn one of those? That's the one that jumps off the page. So you're there for half a year, 5 to 6 months in 2017. You're the game's first female CEO, and it is now great to have multiple presidents, female presidents of clubs across the competition. How do you look back on this time at the Hawks?
Yeah, it's a really relevant element of my career to focus on, and I really appreciate it actually, because for everyone's life, there are times where things and decisions we make result in, you know, give the intended result and outcome. And there are times where circumstances don't come together for that perfect match to occur. You can see, as we've had this conversation, there are many moments where, you know, all of the ingredients came together in this wonderful melting pot, and we turned out something beautiful. You know, Amy Gillett Foundation, sporting career, the health, the work with Respect Victoria, UCI, and now Community Plus. Hawthorn was at a time where, as many listeners would know, around 2016, 17, a lot of focus on the role of women in leadership positions and continues. Isn't that wonderful? A lot of focus on how do we address a lack of diversity, not just gender diversity, but backgrounds coming from outside of systems to help change systems up, whether it be cultural diversity, LGBTIQ plus status, geographic. And for all the right intention, the club saw an opportunity to bring diversity into its mix. The winningest club, what's its next thing? And I was an obvious choice for someone who could change things up, bring diversity in, and realise great outcomes. The outcome of this set of ingredients didn't give that perfect solution. The recipe didn't come together and mix into a perfect result. And the best way I can describe it with respect to all parties, including myself, is we're all parts of the system ready for the change. You know, when you're going to herald a change and celebrate a change, is the system ready for what it's going to take to realise the value of that change and invest in the process? And that's one thing I've learned as a leader, is you come in as a CEO or you come in as a general manager or as a board member, but what is the whole system doing to support that individual in their role? Because it's a team effort to realise success. And what are we aiming for? It was a big learning curve for me. It took a long time to get over, let's be honest about it.
Yeah.
And I took a lot from that in terms of the roles I'm taking now, which are very much focused on how do we create positive outcomes for people at a community and impact level, and what can I do to impart knowledge and experience and lifting others up to play their role.
One thing I wanted to quickly point out, if you were willing, was it might have been even only been in your second day of the job where your husband Tony has a serious health scare. I mean, you talk about things not lining up how they have in the past. I mean, this is something wildly outside our control, and like any person in this situation, everything else pales into insignificance when it comes to health and loved ones.
He ended up in intensive care and in hospital in that first week. There's three teenage kids. I'm in a new role. I've got my UCI role. I'd stepped away from the Australian Olympic Committee. And what ended up happening was the perfect storm of things not lining up. And if anyone's listening, if I share that for that next 4 months, I could hardly breathe. You'd probably understand. It felt like I was sucking in oxygen every single day just to be able to draw in enough energy to be able to keep all of the balls in the air. And you know what? Let's realize, as human beings or as systems, there's only so much that you can bear.
Yeah.
So for me, that was another signal. One, your family member is desperately ill. Two, you've got three children to sustain. And there was a lot of other things going on. Guess what? Family life's pretty hectic.
Yeah.
That was probably one visible manifestation of that this was not the right time, not the right place. And the pressure on these shoulders, let's be honest, was exorbitant. The pressure of taking responsibility for the success of the decision of the club, I do believe that was probably something that was underestimated, certainly by myself, but possibly by the club and by the system, is what pressure were we placing on one person's shoulders for success? It was too much. And with the family situation, Tony's health, and our other things that, you know, other things in life, it was certainly too much, and took a long time to get over. But when you come into a system and you're not part of it, the support structure around you is not as strong there. And certainly my family, my friends, and my cycling support structure is what got me through over that next probably 12 months or so.